handle the truth.
Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here. As we go through our week, we understand that there's going to be a lot of things coming up with some Trump investigations, some other stuff in Ukraine, and I don't know. We're all going to die. I think the leading cause of death is birth, but what you do between is up to you. If you want to live in fear, again, that's the lifestyle you want to have. And remember that the WHO is going to call for some more health crisis. We got to practice up, guys. Huh, sounds really familiar to like 2019, right before we had the old coronavirus, the Mexican beer flu that was going to kill us all. And we continue to see that Target's doing their usual stuff and Bud Light, well, who cares? But we're going to talk about it anyway. And as we continue to go down these things, we understand that our elementary schools, high schools, middle schools, and colleges using your tax dollars to make sure to tell your children how to put it together in the bedroom. This is your world. Make sure you're in control of it. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
It's Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for sticking around at the commercial break. As we continue on with our world, we have to be the ones that are more informed than those of the dummies that are out there just following the butt in front of them off the cliff. The WHO body calls for simulation to prep for next global health crisis. Oh, global. That means everybody. Health. Oh, I'm going to die. And it's a crisis. Because we're coming after you to kill you. Or wait, no, it's something. Well, we're not doing it. It's a bug. We modified things, and those things are now transferable between animals and humans. And, well, we just like doing those kind of things because that's what we asked our government to do, is to go out and pay for scientists to figure out how to make sure a virus can transfer from an animal to a human. That's called stupidity in motion. And why are we doing this? Well, because we think we're pretty smart. We think we're godlike. We can go around and messing with things and figuring it out instead of just figuring out how to be good to each other and actually figuring out what we actually should do to make ourselves healthy and get ourselves in the spiritual phase where we can actually be the right people at the right time. But no, let's go out there and tinker with science. Just like we found out that we know for a fact that they have combined animals and machines that continue to do this in laboratories across this globe, because that's what we asked for them to do. Don't worry about that obesity thing. Don't worry about diabetes. Don't worry about this inflammation they're putting in your body. Don't worry about the refined sugars. Let's go out there and put animals and machines together, because that's the answer to the question you were asking, correct? No. We can't even figure out how to be good to each other. We can't even figure out how to make sure that humanity pays less for utilities just so we can actually have a decent life. We can't figure out how to quit taxing each other to death and creating wars that kill the bravest among us. It's all been about manipulation, guys. Remember, the WHO is here to help. And yeah, boy, that's terrifying. As 194 nations continue to work through a draft, oh yeah, they're working on the draft portion of it. They're just going to, they're just putting some pen to paper, figuring it out, how a pandemic agreement should look in the future. Well, that's what's really going to happen here. This is their statement. Says, we feel very strongly that we cannot wait for the next emergency to find out how we, I like the we part, we will handle the pandemic according to the IHR amendments that will work. We need to know This is from Joy, and I don't know who Joy is. Did you elect her? No, she's just part of the cool kids club that you're not a part of. Remember, they're far more intelligent than you are. Thank God these people are out there telling us exactly what jumpsuit to wear every single day, because without them, how could I dare take my next breath? Anyway, the international negotiations is centralizing a plandemic. I'm sorry, pandemic. Plandemic, pandemic. What's the difference, right? Related action within the WHO. They include a zero draft, the WHO pandemic accord, and an amendments to an international health regulations. International health regulations. I didn't know that's an IHR. That's another acronym you guys got to figure out. Another three-letter agency that's making sure your life is far better. Thanks, FBI. As well as discussions among various WHO subcommittees, UN organizations, financial arms like the World Bank. This is getting better, isn't it? Don't you guys feel so safe and secure that these people are out there telling you exactly what they're going to do to you in the next, accidental release of a human virus that's transferable from animals to humans only because we did gain a function and your federal government's been paying it for decades, just like the 1,500 biolabs that are in Taiwan that no one is talking about. Pay attention to the words I'm telling you. I have been giving you dimes of information that you're not picking up, and that is up to you to be able to be more informed and understand what's coming at you. And if you fall victim to their pandemic, oops, English. It's my first language. If you fall victim to their pandemic planning, then that's on you for not being well prepared. But just live under your warm blanket of fear in the hall closet, and it'll all go away later. That worked really well 3 years ago when they killed off the elderly among us. Yes, guys, we are having a higher death rate in 2022 and 2023 than we ever have. Pay attention. Even during the world wars, we weren't dying at this rate. But this is all natural, right? They're here to help. Terrifying. Next article from yournews.com. It says, we the people, less than 10% of the pistol braces registered for the ATF deadline. Yeah, remember that whole, this pistol brace that was built for people who have disabilities and have a hard time controlling a gun after their injuries? Yeah, there was a guy who went out and developed this for his military veterans so that they can continue to go to the firing range and be able to hold a pistol in a way that allowed them to be more accurate. It wasn't something that created a rifle out of it. But yet now we're fighting about what a pistol is and what a gun is. And according to this brace, this now makes you a felon. 20 million of these devices were sold across America. And now 20 million Americans are now felons. Not because we made a law, not because it's actually authorized by the Second Amendment to infringe on our rights. No, it's just because they changed the guidelines. Oh, that's right. We have policy officers in that thin blue line called, you call them police officers. I call them policy officers because that's exactly what they do. They enforce ordinances. They don't enforce laws. If you actually pay attention to how things are written and what they really charge you with, pay attention. It's an ordinance, not law. I know, guys. Words have meanings, semantics, what do I know? Look it up, prove me wrong, I don't care. I love to argue about it. This is the world we're living in where we have people out there that are willing to take away your rights because they can. Guidelines are not laws. No elected official, no elected representative or servant of mine actually went out and did this. This is just the ATF making up a new rule or guideline. And so now the problem is that we have only 10% of the braces that were sold have been registered, according to the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, another three-letter agency in your government. Well, that means we get to go out and hunt down the other 90% of you guys and take you to jail because you have now committed a federal felony, which means they will take your guns and they will take your brace and they will throw your butt in jail because you deserved it, because you're a real menace to society. This is what's going on around you. I don't know. Whenever you guys are done with playing this tyranny game, I'm all about standing up with you. I am tired of living this way. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits me. The ATF is designed and built by the Rockefeller Institute after they made sure to get everybody to stop making alcohol at home to run their vehicles at home. They wanted to make sure that they were going to the petroleum station, the petrol station, the gas station to buy that Rockefeller Standard Oil. That's right. This was all about more money, more money, more money, more power. And then he went ahead and sponsored and pushed the legislation within our government to create a three-letter agency called Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. How's that tobacco thing working out? How come you guys aren't rating people smoking tobacco or regulating those cigarettes with the 2,000 different carcinogens in it? Yeah, don't worry about that. Just worry about whether you can have a brace on your pistol now calling it a rifle. Oh, wait, what is that? A pistol now becomes a rifle because there's a thing that makes me hold on to it so it doesn't fall out of my hand. That's what we're all fighting about, but this is now what makes you a felon because you didn't register it and take a picture of yourself with your little thing and put it in the little database, and that way they know exactly where you live and exactly where your guns are at and exactly how to find you and so exactly how to take it away from you. Hey, felons, welcome to the club, guys. It's not that bad, really. It doesn't really change anything. You just realize who your enemies really are and who your friends really are when they want to call you a criminal or a felon over things that you know do not matter whatsoever. But this is your country, this is your world, and you allow it to happen over and over again, and you're not paying attention. Please wake up, folks. I know that these people will come for you. They've raided my house twice. That's right, I've been swatted twice. I've had my house beat, my front door beat in on my house twice for something that never happened. Imagine if they had a list where your name was on there, where you had that little pistol brace, and they know where you're at, and they're going to come down and find it, and then now you're a felon, and all the guns you own are gone. They've been confiscated, and you'll never be repaid for those. Wake up. This will happen. It's happened to me. It will happen to you. Grow up. All right, moving on to a better subject, you know, a subject than, you know, pistols and being arrested and being a felon. Naturalnews.com has this article out. It says, Bud Light sales plunge further, about to lose status as world's number one beer to Mexican competitor. Here it says, following the sixth straight week in a row of sales losing sales losses due to a you know, that transgender influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, the guy who tucked his junk and wore a bra and said, I'm a man. Let me ask this, women. Hey, guys, hold on a second. You just hold on. I'm going to talk to the girls here for a second. Hey, women. How is this okay with you? How is it okay that some dude putting some lipstick on and tucking his junk down and putting a wig on and represents as a woman? How, are you go okay with that? How about the fact that the first year that Bruce Jenner decided to be a woman, he became Woman of the Year? Didn't that kick someone else out of that spot? Or how about the fact that we got all these dudes who are ranked 200 or 300 in the world suddenly go in and become a female competitor and then take away the podium positions from females who have actually worked their life to be able to be on that podium. But yet we don't want to have that conversation. I mean, girls, are you okay with this? Are you okay with men imitating women and then taking away women's awards? I thought this was all about you guys having your own space so you guys could actually celebrate what you guys do. I mean, WNBA, why isn't those things ever sold out? Well, we just had the NBA playoffs where they sold out the playoffs over and over again. And the WNBA has had their playoffs and they can't even sell out half of an arena. I don't know. Figure it out. We've got to get on a page where we can all work together. I don't want to be having to question when I look at a woman whether that's a woman or not. Or if I see a female athlete, whether that's actually a dude or not. Why don't we go ahead and separate these two groups into the groups that they are, and let's all be the best man we could be and all be the best woman we could be without having to go and do this gender blur thing. Women, when you're done and you want to fight and push back on this, I'm right here for you, and I'll help you do it all day long. I'm tired of it. I'd rather open the door for you than wonder if I'm opening up the door for a dude who's dressed as a woman. We have to stop playing this game. Budweiser's taking it. Target's taking it. And a lot of other companies are going to continue to take these falls only because this is they're willing to sacrifice themselves at the altar of money because the IMF is actually behind most of all this. Pay attention to these new diversity people, just like old Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Jesus Chicken, I'm out on them too because now they have a DIA vice president, diversity inclusion as a diversity, equity, and inclusion vice president to make sure that they placate to the one, less than 1% of the LGBTQ crap. You're Jesus Chicken, I'm out on it. You figure out what you want to do. I vote with my money, and I'm not going there anymore. Sad thing is, I really did enjoy going there, knowing that I was going to get something that was somewhat healthy. But now, I'll go find me some Canes or some Popeyes or churches. I'm not going back. And we'll figure out which one of those are going to be woke next, and I'll quit going to them as well, because my money is more worth more than their little weird opinion. Guys, we have a commercial break coming up, and we will be right back.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
It's the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you so much for sticking around after that commercial. Guys, if you crush your comments for me, or if you're just upset what I had to say, email me, jimprice@thejimpriceshow.com, or go to my website, thejimpriceshow.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Clout Social. Clout Social is the only one who doesn't censor out there. That's right. Rumble censors, watch out for them. Twitter censors, watch out for them. We know Facebook and Instagram and YouTube do it all the time. But guys, Clout Hub is the only one out there that's actually doing their part to make sure you can talk as freely as you want to. As well as I am on Twitter, and I am on True Social, and I am on Rumble, and I am on iTunes and Spotify. Go find me out there. And hey, let's talk about it. I'm tired of having these conversations where I feel like I'm the only one who's out there trying to say something sane while the rest of everybody's trying to not offend somebody. That political correctness that we started out with, boy, it sure didn't end well, did it? Now we got dudes going in bathrooms and, well, we might not sure if they're a dude or a chick or whatever. Yeah, you know, can't fight back on that. Here's Target circulating a memo that claims that those who don't support transmutilization of children are extremists. This is from naturalnews.com. It sits here and talks about how the fact that Target has actually went out and said that if you are not part of this movement of making sure that men could go in girls' bathrooms and men could gyrate wildly dressed as a female in front of your small children, well, then you're part of the problem. You're the extremist. So that one, that less than 1% group over here is telling the 99% you're extremist. Well, join the crowd or join the crew or join the felony organization that says that your guns and your ideas are what makes you an extremist. Guys, this is ridiculous. The world we live in is falling apart. We are living in the times of Babylon, if you'd like to make that the similarity between what was in the Bible and what we're living today. One way or the other, you've got to figure out what side you want to be on. And when you stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ and you have to answer for this, what did you do and what did you say? Did you sit around and shut your mouth and do nothing? Or did you stand up and say, I will not live in a world where men gyrate in front of little kids? By the way, who are the parents that do that? Who are the parents that take their children to these events? Shame on them for doing that. Remember, they have to groom and recruit your children because they cannot reproduce. That group can't do it, so they have to come after your kids. You heterosexuals, go out there and make some more babies so they can recruit them, just like they're doing in the schools, and it's going to get far worse because you're not pushing back because, I don't know, you might get in trouble for saying that, hey, don't put your junk in my kid's face. What people do in their bedroom is none of my business, and I don't really care what they do. As long as they keep it there, I don't have a problem with it, but when they're out there telling me that I have to accept it, I've got a problem with it. Now you've picked a fight. You see how this works? I didn't ask for the fight. I didn't seek out gays and lesbians to say, hey, what you do in your bedroom is a problem with me. That's your deal. You have to answer to God. I don't have to answer for your sins. But when you bring your sins into my world and you tell me I have to accept or actually participate in what you're doing, full stop for me. That's where I draw the line. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, right? But yet here we are having a government that goes around and kills babies in the womb worldwide, including in your own country, but you keep paying your taxes. You have a country who has children going to school for 13 years and then also going to college learning these exact same traits. Once you go in the bedroom, you need to make sure to find another man or another female to do it with. But don't do it as heterosexuals. Do it as gays and lesbians and queers. This is the world you live in. What that is the exact message they're telling your children with your tax dollars. They're spending their education day learning about what people do in their bedrooms and how to tuck their junk back. Why do people do this? It is actually a mental illness, and I do believe that we have to figure out how to understand why this is happening and then push back on that and be the difference makers, because right now it's running wild in your country and nobody is sounding the alarm. Well, maybe this guy is, and maybe I'm getting some hate mail after this, but I really don't care because I know that what you do in your bedroom is your own business. See how I'm supporting you? But I don't need to give you a month. I don't need to give you authorization to go into my children's school and tell them about what you do in your bedroom. Teach them math. Teach them real history, not the made-up history where you talk about all this weird crap. Why don't you go in there and teach them what's really going on in the world around them and let them make decisions upon that information? Or do you need to really program each one of them, just like the Rockefeller Institute asked for when they put together the Department of Education? Oh, yeah. Rockefeller Institute coming around one more time. This is a developing story out of the Gateway Pundit. Trump's lawyers meet with Justice Department officials on classified doc case. Charging decision is imminent. It means that they've already made the charges. They're just waiting to release them. Oh, yeah, that's right, folks. Even though your president went ahead and tweeted out twice that he has declassified everything about Crossfire Hurricane and other things, according to the things that Hillary Clinton, the FBI, and the CIA, oh, and some other, you know, three-letter agencies did to Trump prior to the election, during the election, and after the election, and continues to do now, he declassified all the documents, and those are the documents he had in Mar-a-Lago. This is going to come out. But the sad part of it is they're showing you that they really don't give a crap who you are. They will come and just use the legal system to destroy you in any way they can. No different than how they did to me with the two no-knock war raids they had on my house. Yes, I'm telling you guys over and over again, it happened to me, happened to Trump, General Flynn, Roger Stone, Bannon. How many more examples do you have to see that your judicial system is full of crap? Oh, you don't like that? Then prove me wrong. Tell me where the DAs are defaulting to freedom instead of incarceration. Show me where policy officers are defaulting to freedom instead of incarceration. Show me where their own union is not put into their job description a way for them to keep track of how many arrests, how many tickets they give out so they can get their next promotion. Please disprove my statement, and I would love to have that conversation with you. The sad part of it is this is what we've done to ourselves, where we have incentivized arresting people, incarcerating people, and going after our political opponents. Instead of actually just coming with a better message, we would rather go and run down the individuals that are actually out there fighting against us. We got to take out our enemy in any way we can, no matter how nefarious it really is, even if we have to use the Justice Department to do it. This is what you're seeing going on in real time. President Trump's lawyers on Monday met with Justice Department officials on the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case a couple weeks after requesting a meeting. The grand jury hearing evidence in a special case, hearing evidence in special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump related to the classified documents stored in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, this is it's still going on, guys. So we had the New York thing where we had the 32 charges with no penalties involved. Those 32 charges that cost New York $200 million to have Trump come and show up in court. Yeah, it cost New York $200 million for Trump to show up because it's worth it. Boy, we got justice there, but we're still going to have the case going on. Now we got special counsel Jack Smith going after the Mar-a-Lago documents, even though Trump, as president, which he's allowed to do, declassified all those documents, meaning that he can have those. What they've done since he has left office is said, oh, they have then gone back and reclassified those documents as being classified. So now that he has those, they are illegal for him to have them because they're not. Wait, what? Again, this is wordplay, and this gets you emotionally involved so that they can continue to give you shiny objects to pay attention to. Jack Smith has been investigating Trump after he stored presidential records at Mar-a-Lago and whether the former president tried to obstruct the probe. Obstruction. Yeah. Well, Now the world's a better place that we got that out of the way because we don't want anybody obstructing. And that's what we do here. Well, we want to talk more about that whole rainbow flag thing, don't we? Because that makes everybody feel a lot better because they got an entire month to talk to your kids about it. Making sure to tell you that two men should be sleeping in bed and two women should be sleeping in bed. And don't you dare question it because the more weird it is, the better it is. That's absolutely what they're telling your children. You think I'm wrong? Go look it up. Elementary, this is actually from the Gateway Pundit. Elementary school turned into LGBTQ, there's an I now before the plus. So it's LGBTQI plus Pride Indoctrination Camp. Video goes viral on Monday, taken last Thursday at St. Matthew's School in Newfoundland, Canada, decked out an LGBTQ plus Pride decoration, showing adults, presumably administrators and teachers, dressed in rainbow-colored pride costumes, greeting the students at a kindergarten through seventh grade school door. And I know this part is from Canada, but it's happening in America. It's happening across the world, and this is what you're willing, they're willing to do. These people went and got themselves a teaching degree, went and passed the teacher's exam, went and got a, applied for a job, got a job, got through administration indoctrination into the school saying, hey, you know, fill out this form. You're going to be this. You're going to be a teacher here. Go meet your principal. Do all that stuff. Go and find the classroom. So that way that these people can go then and teach your kids how to have sex in the bedroom. Not math, not science, not music, not PE, not dodgeball. Not how to use a swing or how to talk to each other or how to, you know, wipe your butt like you should or make sure your hands are clean. No, no, no. Let's not do anything that has to do with basic human functions. Let's go and make sure that we teach each other how we're going to have sex in the bedroom. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we need to make sure that we wear our sexuality, what we do in our sexuality in our bedroom out on our clothes. So what do heterosexuals do? Are we supposed to wear some type of flag or a sticker or a... What do we put a patch or what do we get tattoos? How does this work? And why is it okay for these education systems to bring this? Not only that, hey, if you had a question, we'll answer it, but forcibly put this into the curriculum so your children are engaged with this wokeness. I don't understand this. This really bothers me that how are we answering this question and who asked the question to begin with that children need to be educated in this way? I don't know, guys. It's absolutely ridiculous. But we're doing the whole heart symbol, and we're doing the flags, and we're putting the costumes on. And instead of talking about what makes the world a better place because we're better to each other, we're going to make sure and tell each other that, hey, when I have sex, I do this. And when I have sex, I do this. Guys, this is weird. Why am I having to do this? Why is this news? It's news because it's real. This is what they're doing with your tax dollars across this globe. You pay for abortions. Why not pay for this? I don't pay for abortions, Jim. I'm a Christian. I don't stand for that. Your tax dollars do. And who are the tax dollars tied to? You. You provide the tax dollars, and your government spends them across the globe killing babies. Why is this brand new for you? Why are you so offended that I'm talking about this? This is the world you live in. You guys have to push back on this. And I don't know. Whenever you guys are ready to stand up, I'm here for you. Guys, this is the world you live in. Remember, you are the difference makers. The Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You guys have always been the answer, so don't let these people get away with this and tell you that you have to live in fear. Remember the 10% you do for your neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast. Do not give up and do not give in. We will win, I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep. Guys, you've always been the answer, so thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
You can't handle the truth.